Joining me now on the program, I have the two men who were a major part of trying to redevelop the old Nichols Library in downtown Naperville. Jeff Brown and Dwight Avram are here in the Allstate Showcase studio. And I just find this to be a very interesting story because, and having lived in Naperville and knowing it very well, and the vibrancy of the downtown is unparalleled, I think, as far as older communities and just the vibrancy and feel that you get in downtown Naperville. And you guys are working on a project, and I actually, Dwight, why don't you go ahead and just, if you would, give us some of the history here of what exactly has resulted in this project now being at a standstill.
Well, we started with the Truth Lutheran Church, who had acquired the property from the city about 20, 25 years ago. And Truth Lutheran Church has lived in the building, and the building has basically gotten old. It's a small group of people, so they're not able to necessarily maintain the structure the way they'd like to, so they needed to move on. We were brought in to help them find a relocation. And that started back in like 2013, 2014.
I was going to say, this has been going on. I mean, this has been an evolving process.
Yes. We went with city staff to find out what locations in the community would be acceptable for relocation of the church. And we discussed what we could do with this particular property at 110 South Washington Street in downtown Naperville. The city staff told us there was only one issue with the property, which was a covenant. When the city had sold the property back in, I believe it was 94, 95. And that covenant only dealt with the facade of the building from the front, which is a perpendicular approach to Washington Street to the building. So you're looking only at the front of the building. And it dealt with the interior vestibule, which both of which are probably remarkably close to the original, although the vestibule has been changed from what it was when it was constructed back in the 1890s. So,
yeah, and we're talking about, I mean, there is some historic significance to this property. I mean, 1898, I think, was when it was was built in the city's first library, and architect M.E. Bell was the architect of this. But then Naperville obviously grew, and they grew into the new Nichols Library that's along right by the river.
Right.
And modern state-of-the-art library. And so it was an idea to kind of find some property for the congregation.
Right.
And then what do we do with the old library?
Well, that was part of the issue. The church had been approached several times by people that just wanted to buy the property. And unfortunately, it's a membership of someplace between 80 and 90. They just didn't have the capital coming in to be able to relocate. Because obviously they don't want to disband their church. They want to find a new home for it. And so we tried to help them figure that out. And in the process, we made a deal with them that we would take their property on Washington Street and provide them with a new home. That new home will eventually be on the corner of Mill and Bauer, which we're under construction with right now. I would think that, in the process of dealing with the city staff, going through the issues of the facade and the maintenance of the facade and living up to the covenant that was put on the property when the property was transferred from the church or to the church from the city, we were just trying to go through the issues. And we came up with something like maybe 12 potential variations looking for comment. We've had public meetings. We've asked people to come in and talk to us about it. We've met with different groups and organizations, city council staff members. We've met with city council members. We've met with people from the historic preservation groups, which there are a variety of them in town.
Well, and Jeff, what concepts were you looking at for this kind of property?
Sure. So from the onset, the intent was to abide by these covenants that have been in place since the mid-90s when the city sold the property. We were excited about the notion of the church being able to continue going forward, building them a new site. Like Dwight said, this property at Millenbauer is all of, maybe it's 2 miles away, so they're staying in Naperville. Now they're afforded a parking lot. They're afforded a new building that doesn't have the mold and the flooding issues and the asbestos and whatnot that the current building contains. And so, our intent was to go forward, abide by the covenants. We had, like Dwight said, through city staff's input, played with in keeping with the facade. Do we keep it in its current place within the site, which is roughly 25,000 square feet? Do we move it to a more prominent location within our building that we had proposed to build, all the while maintaining it but just moving it? So there were different variations that we had played with, all of which, though, entailed keeping that facade and keeping the vestibule in place.
.49 on this Sunday morning, Central Standard Time. I'm sorry to do that. I'm sure you've all taken care of those few clocks that don't change themselves, but I just want to remind you. I'm Rick Pearson here in the Allstate Showcase studio with Jeff Brown and Dwight Avram, and we're talking about what happened to their plan to redevelop the old Nichols Library in Naperville. And so you guys get involved in this project. You are building a new church for the congregation that had been in there, and go to the expense of building a new church for them. You guys now are looking at the various plans for what to do with the old Nichols Library, go to all of the council zoning, all of those kinds of things, city manager looking at all these designs, and then you get to the city council, and what happens? As they point fingers at each other.
Well, we went through the process over about a four-year period of time to develop a concept for that site and to move the church. And in the exercise of going through with staff, we finally got to the point where the staff was willing to approve and recommend to the Planning Commission our concept. And so we filed, I believe it was the end of May, first part of June.
That's about right.
With the city, for our petition to do redevelopment of the 110 South Washington property. Shortly after that, this group came out of the middle of nowhere and filed a petition to landmark the property, which wasn't ever in any of the discussions over almost a four-year period of time with the city and the city staff. So it's just like, we have a covenant that we have to live up to.
I was going to say, there is a the covenant was kind of the ground rules that you were operating
under. Absolutely. And then the landmarking group came in and filed a petition for landmarking, which totally changed the game plan on private property, which has never been done in the city of Naperville before. It's possible it's been done other places, but in Naperville it has never happened, and it's truly counterintuitive when you want to do a development to a property.
So the council votes 6-3 to landmark the property.
Right.
And that leaves you with what?
Leaves us with a property that's partially undevelopable.
And where do you go from here?
As we continue to point to each other.
Yeah, or is there anywhere to go from here?
So that's
I did see, I saw there was the one concept before the vote where even to move the building.
Right. There have been several approaches from different groups of people. The Naperville Settlement, we've had discussions with them about moving the building over there. We've had discussions with a random group of other people who have made overtures, if you will, that they would take the building to another location in the city. There seems to be a group of people that are interested in moving the old Nichols Library, now a church, to the new Nichols Library, which is over in Jefferson Junction area, that thing. And there's some interest. We've talked to some city council people that have an interest in that. We've talked to some people that seem to have an interest of seeing it move to the Naperville Settlement. We have a plan that basically tears down the 1962 edition, the 1939 edition, and with landmarking, we have a 29-by-50 building that is now landmarked that we have to work around. We can either incorporate it in our new design in the building that we're going to build, or we can sell it to somebody else, or we can gift it to an organization like the Naperville Settlement, which really is probably where it should eventually go.
Well, and it would kind of fit into
what the Naperville Settlement's all about.
Right.
It's a tremendous project to start with.
Right.
So,
but with the land marking, does that affect moving the building? I mean, is it, you know?
We're going to find out. So the $64,000 question right now is, what are you going to do now that landmark status has been filed? And so, you know, big picture, we're not here to complain. We're not here to, you know, cry about what's happened in the past. We're here to try to be solutions oriented and figure it out. We went before city council saying that, you know, Dwight and I both are common sense folks. We're not trying to be adversarial. We're not trying to do anything that would harm the city, the preservationists, whomever. We're here to work within the city groups and select individuals that might take exception with the fact that this is a historic building and it needs to be preserved. So we're trying to incorporate as many concepts that have been put forward as possible and ultimately lead to an economically viable development for us. That was the intent in the first place.
And I was going to say, I mean, certainly the covenant would seem to recognize the historic purpose there, and that it's you know, an attempt to try to find the fine line, the medium line between right. historic preservation as well as, you know, economic development in one of the state's largest cities.
And we said this at the city council meeting. You know, with the landmark status being imposed, and being imposed as quickly as it was, there was just limited, if any, dialogue between the parties leading up to the 6-3 vote against us on the landmark status. But our, you know, our perception at the time, and maybe it was a bit raw, was that, you know, we knew what we were buying when we bought the property with the covenants in place, deed restrictions and whatnot, to put the landmark status on it after we had bought it, and against our wishes, felt like, you know, the proverbial goalposts were being moved, and I said, if not even taken off the field entirely. You know, in hindsight, knowing what we know now, it's questionable at best to think that we would have ever bought the property in the first place.
Or would anybody?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, because, and again, you know, you're engaging in ostensibly good faith negotiations with the city throughout this entire process, a
Absolutely.
Four-year process, and all of a sudden, in one vote, it's done.
It's done.
Right.
So, well, and part of the reason I wanted to have you guys on was I also noted, and I understand we're talking, this is private property that gets slapped with this after the fact.
Yeah, the city owned the property for almost 100 years before they sold it to a church. It's never been subject to real estate taxes because when the city sold it, they sold it to a church.
Right.
So there was ample opportunity for the city to recognize the historic significance in this building if they wanted to save it. They closed the building 10 years prior to their actual sale of the property. So it just seems like, you know, dealing with a covenant which was part of the sale that the city made with the church, that was up front. We all understood that. This is coming in way after the fact, after we spent literally years trying to work with city staff and other people that had an interest in the covenant to try and find a positive solution for the community and then redevelop the Washington Street property. This is just, it's a taking, if you will, of private property.
And as I've mentioned, that's what I think is what is so concerning here. But even in, and I saw this story just the other day in Champaign, Illinois, where the Champaign School Board, they've got three buildings that they want to tear down to expand their central high school. And another body, the city government, Historic Preservation Commission slaps landmark status on that. So you have even a government fighting a government,
right,
in this case, over, you know, expansion and development kind of issues. So
it sets a dangerous precedent. That's one of the things I think, you know, as Dwight and I talk more about this publicly, again, we're not here to rehash history, but we are here to say it creates a chilling effect on certainly local real estate values. It's almost a buyer beware sort of notification where, let's just keep it to Naperville for a minute. As private developers enter Naperville to contemplate going forward with development or repositioning properties, whatever the case is, the fact that a new precedent has been set whereby the city can come in and landmark your property post-acquisition against your desires is a warning shot. And so that's...
Well, can you still do redevelop this property through the Historic Preservation Commission, or is it just, or is that just not a viable alternative?
I think the bottom line is we can. The reality is, you know, we've got to work through, you know, a few more committees. The same folks that were very vocal about preservation and landmarking are the very folks we're going to need to go back in front of in order to get a development approved. You know, I just want to be careful of what I say, but you know, several comments were made at city council meeting about our proposed development that had nothing to do with the landmark status, commenting on the size of the building, how tall it was, et cetera. That wasn't the point of the city council meeting. The point was either landmark or non-landmark. So we have a sneak peek, if you will, as to what their perception is about our proposed development under as-of-right zoning, where we don't need a zoning variance or anything to proceed with the development, but we do need to work through appeasing the landmark crowd, and that's if we go that route, that's what we hope to do. But just rationally speaking, commonsensically, we're the very people that you know shut us down in pretty short order are the people we're going to have to go back in front of.
Thank you, gentlemen, Jeff Brown and Dwight Avram, and we'll be following what goes on, because I have a feeling this story isn't over right now.